Meet and Greet by Arsenic, read by Night Tracer. Abandon Buffy the Vampire Slayer crossover. It was the eye patch that caught Spencer's attention. It wasn't that Spencer had never seen an eye patch before, because he had, but generally on men over 70, and that wasn't really Spencer's thing. Spencer wouldn't have guessed that eye patches were his thing in general, but one look at the guy had Spencer glancing back, shifting himself to be more comfortable in his jeans. So yeah, okay, maybe. The guy was with girls, a lot of them, and Spencer thought, any guy who has a harem probably isn't going to be interested. But that wasn't going to stop Spencer from trying. When he went through the line right behind a girl with long brown hair, and well-defined by sweet features, Spencer asked, haven't you got anything? And the guy said, no, I'm mostly chaperoning, the girl said, and rolled her eyes. Eye patch tweaked her ponytail. Here, Spencer said, pulling the paper coaster from underneath his water bottle. He turned it over to the side that was still dry, signed his name, and underneath it printed his phone number. Eye patch said, no, that's really... But the girl said, he'll take it, thanks, and pulled him off by the hem of his shirt. Spencer watched, surreptitiously, as he was led off, accidentally exposed flesh and all. There was a message on Spencer's phone when he got to the hotel that night. It was from a number he didn't recognise. He did recognise the voice. The message went, Dawn said you were interested. I told her you were kind of a rock star, so probably not, but I have your phone number here, so she could be right. I sometimes miss the obvious shit. Anyway, you have my number now. I have my own place. Bull, you're caught. Spencer picked option 8 for return this call. It took a while to get there, because Spencer couldn't just pay some taxi driver to take him, so we had to cajole Zach into getting the car out of overnight parking, dropping him off. Spencer didn't ask for much, not really, not compared to some unnamed people in his band. So Zach was mostly easy about it. The place was fairly easy to find. An eye patch, whose name was actually Xander, let him in with a, huh, okay then. Spencer smirked. Have a lot of people stand you up? Mostly only at the altar, but it's evidently given me a complex. Spencer wasn't quite sure what to say to that, so he didn't. Instead, he sidled up to Xander and pressed his hips into the other man's. Xander was taller than him, and Spencer had to work for it a little bit. But that was sort of good for Spencer. As a celebrity, sex often came just a little bit too easy. Xander said, okay, if that's how you want it, and gripped the back of Spencer's hair, dragging him up that extra inch for a kiss. It hurt, just a bit, and yes, that was exactly how Spencer wanted it. Spencer bucked against Xander and pulled off just enough to ask, no more girls. I handed them over to Mum for the night, Xander said. Mum? Spencer asked, because, whoa, sex was good and all, but he wasn't really into the whole cheating thing. No, just friend of mine. It was a joke. I like funny, Spencer said, and arched up for another kiss. Xander's hands dropped the button of Spencer's jeans. I'm very funny. Spencer moved his hands to Xander's jeans, worked them open. Then he pulled his hands away and pressed his cock into Xander's. Good, then this might work. Xander made a strangled noise before saying, maybe, yeah. Spencer laughed. The end. Thanks for listening.